Here we are on the fly down at the brand new EAA Blue Barn north of the control tower on Knapp Road. And just follow it straight on up right across from the Forum Pavilions. We get to talk to a great young man, and Brian Alina is back with me, the manager of Young Eagle and Eagle Flights, and he's going to introduce him for us.
Well, Jeff, we have Aaron Wipozinski here. Aaron goes back many years with us. He actually has no aviation background initially, but boy, has he bought into it. Boy,
yeah, he came just a little bit.
Came to Air Academy many years ago, and I'll let you tell his story. But fascinating story, and it's exactly what we hope when we give a Young Eagle flight the outcome will be, and that is to get someone involved in aviation. So, Aaron, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Go to the very beginning.
Down at Aviation Challenge at Space Camp in Huntsville, and a UND pilot was coming through giving Young Eagles flights, and went up and got one of my very first rides in a small airplane, got to take the controls and fly around the sky.
Where was this?
It was in Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, that's so, okay. Home of Spaceport.
Yeah, right? Home of Space Camp. So I was actually from Illinois at the time, so it was kind of this weird coincidence. And went back and started flying lessons, started taking flying lessons at 13, soloed on my 16th birthday, came up here to Air Academy back in 2001.
Your chapter sponsored you?
I did not. Okay. My chapter wasn't sponsored at that time, but came up and got hooked up with Air Academy. And I don't come from an aviation background. Okay. My parents have nothing to do with aviation. I've got to go to like a second cousin's friend before I get to aviation. So it really came, they weren't sure where it came from, and EAA is really what became my aviation family. Started coming here in 2001, haven't missed a year since, so that makes this, gosh, what, year 17, I believe.
It's contagious.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's like this thing that keeps, this itch that keeps coming back once a year.
Yep, and then when I got out of college, I mean, EAA had become such a big part of my life, joined EAA Chapter 190 down Huntsville, Alabama. Bought my first airplane within a year, flew a 1960 Cessna 172, originally owned by Steve Whitman, based right here out of Oshkosh.
No kidding. Oh, cool.
Yeah, and flew that for 5 years, became a chapter coordinator down there, and then very quickly moved up and became the chapter president, and served as chapter president for 4 years of EAA 190, and now serve as the Young Eagles coordinator and a board of directors member for the chapter.
Wow, that's cool. Now, you've gone on to progress in other areas of aviation, haven't you?
I have, yes. So I actually went and got my undergraduate and master's degree as an aeronautical engineer from Purdue. Went down. I currently work as a flight test engineer. I design and test unmanned aircraft and manned aircraft as well. And then also have my own side company where we're doing extreme aviation sports as well.
Wow. Okay. What is an extreme aviation sport? You can't just stop right there.
Wait to hear this.
Yeah. So, I mean, flying's always been a passion of mine. I watched a cartoon called Tailspin as a kid.
Oh, Tailspin Tommy.
Yeah. Well, Tailspin. And in there, one of the cartoon characters would jump out of an airplane, throw a wing under his feet, and basically wakeboard behind an airplane. I thought, you know, that's really cool. Why has no one done this? I mean, you got the guys strapping jet engines to their back and going flying in the wingsuit guys. Why isn't someone wakeboarded behind an airplane? So I went out and did it. So we're currently in our prototype stage and putting people on it.
So basically, you're using like a banner tow airplane.
Exactly. Yep. So I'm also a glider tow pilot as well.
Okay.
So you can use like a Pawnee to tow it with. So we're testing with a helicopter first, because it's a little safer when you can just take off and go straight up instead of towing someone down the runway.
Well, okay, so let's think about this for a moment. Exactly. How would one start? Because, I mean, an airplane has to be flying forward, you know. It has to have forward motion to be in the air, to have lift. How are you gonna grab a wakeboarder?
Yep, like, so you start just like a glider on tow. So it's got wheels on the board. The board is wing glider.
Okay.
You just take off just like a glider. So pulled in my flight test experience, my glider tow experience, and my piloting experience kind of merged all those together into one.
No kidding. Wow. Okay, so because I was thinking water for some reason.
Yep. So we're
But you
we're
do it right off.
Based.
The, okay. Yep. Okay. That's kind of crazy, Aaron.
Yeah. So, it's all throughout the family. So my wife is here for her 10th air venture right now. She's actually volunteering here at the Blue Barn with me as well. And so it's really contagious. Even my three-year-old son, who's coming, one of his favorite airshow pilots is Sean Tucker and Gene Susie. And
sure,
the last, gosh, probably month and a half, he's been talking about AirVenture and looking forward to getting down on the flight line and seeing those guys. And we're going to have to try and chase after him. I'm not sure I'm going to have the energy by the time the week's over.
No, but I bet you that your son's friends are going to be really lucky when they get older, because they're all going to get Young Eagle flights.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The whole class.
You know, one of the interesting things is he not only comes to AirVenture, but he camps here with his family.
Sure.
And tell him who else
he
camps
with. We actually made a great group of friends at Air Academy. And there are, I believe it's 8 of us this year, not including all the friends and family that are coming out, that all still camp together every year down in Camp Scholar.
That went to Air Academy together.
That all went to Air Academy together. Yet we're campers, we're pilots, or campers and counselors, and we kind of all got to know each other. We were all there within the same period and got to know each other.
What year was that?
It was 2001 was the common year amongst all of us. And we all still get together each year and come down. I think, 6 or 7 of us are all Young Eagles pilots now as well. And I'll give Young Eagles rides.
Yeah, that is awesome. And that's what you hope for, right, Brian?
That's exactly what we're hoping for. He's the ultimate of what we want to have happen. Someone that had no aviation experience or desire, didn't know about it really, to get involved through a flight and then take it to the next level. And, of course, Aaron took it to the next level and the next level and the next level, which is even better. So we like that.
You know, and it's great. So I've given just over 280 Young Eagles flights now.
Wow.
One of the kids I gave his very first flight in an airplane to ever about 3.5-4 years ago is up here at Air Academy right now. We sponsored him to come up this year, and he's soloing next month.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's just really cool to see, having been a Young Eagle, and now to get to share that and pass that on to the next generation is just so cool.
How much of that, Brian, happens?
We do hear stories like that. I mean, we really do. There's a number of people here this weekend that are second and what we call third generation, where Eric White.
White and Joe Caraggio.
Absolutely. They're both here this weekend. And Eric flew as a Young Eagle. He was the first Young Eagle to become a pilot and give a Young Eagle flight. And Joe was one of his people he gave later on a flight to. Well, Joe's now an American Airlines pilot.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, just how the stories progress and grow. They're both active in the Air Cup race. They do a lot of other things here.
You know, he's got a long, easy canard.
Yep.
And he just had it painted, and it's painted with a bunch of Young Eagle stuff on it.
Yeah, he's really into it as well. So we do see stories like that. We love to tell them and let other people know, because it so often a Young Eagle pilot will give a flight and not know whether anything happens to the kids or not. You know, it'd be nice to know. And when we can tell stories and relate this back, someone flew Aaron years ago. If that pilot knows what he's done, that's phenomenal.
Do you still keep in touch with him, Aaron?
I don't. I actually he happened to be passing through and knew it was a Young Eagles flight, looking through it and everything, but never really knew who the pilot was.
Wow, no
kidding.
And
that was back before the logbook kept track of who your pilot was.
Oh, okay.
I've got when I took it and was able to track back and found pictures of the flight and everything when
I went back years later. If you have pictures of the flight, you probably have pictures of the end number, which means you can probably go online, get the guy's name, and give him a call.
I do. Yeah, so it was a UND school airplane. So don't know who the exact pilot was that had it at that time, but we do know it was a UND airplane that was flying.
But they love to hear the success stories. You know, the people that have gone on and given their time and energy to fly, it's nice when they hear people have a story like Aaron's. And that's what we're trying to do, make more stories like that, make more people want to get involved in aviation and help them along when we can.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing the number of people that come out to our airport that have never even been in an airplane before, know nothing about aviation. The entire family knows nothing about aviation, but they've heard about this cool program, this cool opportunity. And not only are we exposing the kids to aviation, but also the parents. And the parents that get interested and come out and spread the word about aviation, it's about really growing the whole family of aviation. And it's amazing what you can do with just one kid.
Yeah, it is. Well, you're the perfect example of that. Jaymon G, we're on the fly down at the Blue Barn. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. And you're listening to EAA Radio.